Help, help! Dr. Ken is here to help out lots of things. Here's to you, and here's to our help at 888-553-7536. If you're brand new to the program, you'll want to know about Ken's website, drkenshow.com, where there is a blog that effectively is used by going to the upper right-hand corner of the website. Click on the blog tab there and ask away or chat away or express away. A lot of news, people want to express themselves or ask more questions. Sometimes you get a lot of answers. Just because you don't have an MD next to your name doesn't mean that you don't know what you're talking about. And I say this trying to not sound smug, but I've educated myself about my body. I've been helped a lot, probably more by my connection to Dr. Ken when he actually examined my body, or does each year. I find that I gain more knowledge, and I advise, encourage, in fact, all of you to know as much about your body as you possibly can. There are any number of ways of doing it. You can do a lot of research, library, online. You can, when you have the opportunity to be with your doctor, make sure that he or she is telling you everything you need to know. Don't settle for a 10-minute visit. They are not gods. They are people like you and me. They have a standard, and they also have an obligation.
And unlike TSA, I didn't make you get tickled.
Although I felt when I was actually, I will tell this story because I think I have before, and it kind of, everybody has a different sense of modesty. I'm not particularly modest. I mean, I'm not worried about my body.
Isn't it amazing, the spectrum of modesty?
Yeah, it really is. And some of it is self-taught. Some of it is inflicted on us by our parents and circumstances, whether they be religion or whatever it is.
There's a huge spectrum in our household.
Yeah, and I don't mind. I mean, I'm not interested in offending anybody, but I don't try to cover myself up. For example, in my own home, I wander around naked all the time, and people wonder, you know, I don't know that anybody who works on the farm has ever come in and seen me actually naked. They've probably seen me fairly close to it.
Can you be arrested in Massachusetts for that?
In my home?
Yes.
I would, no. If it were the case, I would move out of Massachusetts. That would take a lot because I've lived here all my life. But when it comes to, there's a certain amount of false modesty, business about what you want people to be able to see or touch in cases like we've been talking, you've just joining us about the TSA and that whole foolishness with the machines and, you know, the pat down. That's just invasive. But in terms of me getting the same kind of, it was more invasive and more involving and more important when you go to the doctors to get that coverage. And so when I had my CAT scan at Ken's office, the lady who examined it, when she went, the picture was from my neck, and I'm doing this, those of you who are watching the gooddayshow.com video stream of Dr. Ken and me, you can see me moving my hands around from my neck to my groin. That's what you inspect in that with that machine. And supposedly you're not supposed to be able to see your private parts, as it were. And so when I went into the room where the lady that works for you was looking at my picture, she was chuckling. And I said, "What are you chuckling at?" She said, "Well, I can see your penis, and we're not supposed to." I said, "Were you laughing at it because of anything particular?" And she just
said, "So hard to keep it out of the field."
Yeah, but you're not supposed to. Supposedly, we're not supposed to. But yeah, it is hard to keep it out of the field. And so, I mean, it all has to do with your own feeling. It is improper to run around naked, and I think we all would agree about that. But we are too sensitive sometimes about stuff. But you know what? That's your right. And certainly the government doesn't have the right to do things to you that you don't want done to you. I went through the process and I didn't care. I just wanted to know what the process was all about so I could talk about it intelligently on the air. And so, you know, what's going to happen this coming Wednesday, to go back to the story a little bit that we were talking about in the last hour, the opt-out day, if you're planning on traveling on Wednesday, man, bring some headache medicine with you, because you're going to be in line. You better give yourself a lot of time. These people aren't kidding. There are hundreds and thousands of people going to every airport in the country who are traveling, who will not go through this X-ray machine, this blue machine. They'll have the pat down. Some will object. Some will be plants. Some are there to screw up the system. But it is part of exercising your rights as an American. But I wouldn't give you a nickel for going anywhere on Wednesday, because it is going to be bedlam. unless they just let everybody through and shut the machines down like they did when I went through the Boston airport the other day. At any rate, there are lots of things that are to your advantage. Let me just, before we go back to the callers, there's a story in the news section today, Ken, about cell phone problems, cell phone rash. And that sort of is in the same league that we're talking about, because this is something that the government says, oh, don't worry about it, these things are fine. Well, they haven't been in use long enough for you to really prove that. So what is cell phone rash?
Yes, among cell phone junkies, and, you look at the teenagers, I look around at my daughter's friends, yeah. They're all using these cell phones all the time, and you can be concerned about what's going on with their brain. But the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology this week talked about a skin rash that's being seen on the jaw, the cheek, or the ear, and chances are you're allergic to the nickel, which is a metal commonly used in cell phones, and we all know where the cell phones are made, most of them.
Yeah. China.
That's right. And the allergists are calling this cell phone rash, and it's beginning to show up on the dermatologist's radar screen.
So would you say it was worse for younger people or people of all ages?
All ages. Yeah. This can affect anybody.
So you use the Bluetooth things, or you hook it up so you don't have to have this thing in
something hands-free.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so there's a word to the wise. 888-553-7536. Lakota Hasse is from, I believe, Abington, Virginia. Is that right?
Yes, that is.
All right, ma'am. You're on with Dr. Ken. Please go ahead.
All right, thank you, Dr. Ken. What I'm calling about, I injured myself about 6 months ago lifting a stone in my medicine wheel at a friend's house. We set it up.
Oh, boy.
And it's on the inner part of my groin, like when I twisted, I moved a tendon or slipped a tendon or something in there, and then it encompassed the top of the thigh muscle to the outside where the nerves connect on that upper thigh, like when you're a thigh kicker, people kick you there to,
yes.
You can't walk.
Yes.
In that particular area. What I did was hot, cold therapies, but I also pour sweat lodges. And when I'm sitting cross-legged in the sweat lodge to pour on the stone.
Ken, you know what a sweat lodge is? Practicing, there's a certain Indian tradition or Native American, a Native tradition. Explain it just a little bit, will you please, ma'am?
Well, the sweat lodge is a miniature galaxy, basically, of life's building blocks that Creator made us. It represents a total womb. Earth, water, fire, air is encompassed with medicinals from the plant kingdom and the root kingdom and prayer and ceremony. And the fifth element is God's love to heal.
Uh-huh.
And it's made into four quadrants, and the quadrants represents the cross of life, mental, emotional, physical, the spiritual, youth, young age, middle age, old age. And it's a whole healing process. I've been doing sweat lodges and pouring for about maybe 16 years.
When you say pouring, you're pouring water onto the fire, in a sense.
Yes, on the stone.
Right.
Stones,
and there's a steam that's created that permeates the body, Ken.
Okay. Yes, with medicinals put on the stones.
Right, they put a lot of things, natural healing things,
yes,
be on the stones.
Sounds like good physical therapy.
Right, so what is your question then?
Well, it flares up every so often. I've not been to any doctor yet because I usually take care of myself pretty well.
Okay.
And it flares up, and so I'm still doing the hot, cold therapies. But I wonder if there's...
Let me get in here, Lakota Hasse, because you really need a diagnosis. You've had trauma, and any time you get groin pain with trauma, it can be due to a number of things. It can be due to some bursitis in the hip. You could have a femoral neck stress fracture in that bone. You could have a hip fracture or a pelvic fracture. You could also have some of the other bones, the pubic bone that's in there could have separated across. So you really need to go and get some imaging of that area. It's been going on long enough. Unfortunately, I know you're allergic to the doctors, the traditional doctor,
yeah.
But it's time to get to a traditional doctor.
Yeah, you can.
All right. What kind of?
You want an orthopedic doctor, and not that you need surgery, but they're called orthopedic surgeons. They'll diagnose this. They'll take some pictures, probably do an MRI of the area, and they'll tell you exactly what's going on, and then give you some more specific therapy. You've tried very hard, but you need some more help.
There it is. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will be taking more of your calls in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rain checks. Offer valid through 11-2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Heart disease is the number one health threat to Americans, but too few of us understand how our everyday habits affect our heart health. As a professional athlete and dad who just turned 50, Cal Ripken Jr. understands the importance of heart health. That's why he's teamed up with Cheerios to help inspire people to take care of their hearts.
I've been fortunate to do what I love for my entire life, and I want to continue doing those things, which is why being heart healthy is so important to me. I've had cholesterol screenings come back a bit high, and now that I'm 50, I take care of myself more than ever. I've partnered with Cheerios because I want to help others keep health top of mind, too. As an incentive to stay healthy, we're offering Americans the chance to win experiences that help them live out their passions, from great sports and outdoor prizes to exciting travel and music prizes. Our goal is to encourage people to take care of themselves so they can continue doing what they love for many years to come.
To learn more about heart health and to enter the Do What You Love sweepstakes, check out specially marked Cheerios cereal boxes or visit Cheerios.com/love.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Things I saw in a headline, Ken, should you be snuggling with your cell phone? And we answered that question. The answer is no, 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 1,000 times no. Some other things that are important. Is there such a thing as too much sleep? Some news this week about those who require or think they need to get 8 or 10 hours of sleep. What's the ramification of that study?
Well, there is some risk to getting too much sleep. This was a study looking at women who got more than 10 hours of sleep a night, and it seems to increase their risk of getting stroke. Interestingly, in this study, if they got less than 6 hours, it did not increase their risk of stroke. There are other problems with not getting enough sleep, increasing your risk of heart disease, and also obesity. If you're not losing weight, you want to make sure you get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Very important. But getting too much sleep can actually lead to an increased risk of getting strokes.
And also from the, this would be a lifestyle kind of thing, study on romance and allergies. That's an interesting area. Who would have thought?
Yes. Have you ever kissed somebody and they just get a thick tongue? Their eyes start to water. They start to sneeze. It is possible. I don't want to get everybody concerned who has an allergy, because allergies are quite common. Yeah. I don't want you to get concerned that it's going to interfere with your romance. It's not common, but it can be an issue, especially if there are food allergies involved. You can expose the person who's allergic. So your partner just needs to be understanding. If you have a lot of food allergies, you may just want to mention to your partner, make sure that they're good about brushing their teeth. It's not something to really dwell upon, but it is a possibility.
Want an appointment with Dr. Ken personally in his Orlando office? 800-LAKE-CARDIO is the number to call to make an appointment to see one of the nation's foremost cardiologists. 21 after the hour.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
The skin and your body, your mind. Interesting, this week nearly 1 in 5 Americans had mental illnesses last year. 45 million Americans, 20% of the adults had some form of mental illness. I don't know.
And 1 million attempts at suicide.
Yeah, my God.
Amazing.
That gives you a picture not of health and well-being.
A lot of it's related to alcoholism and drug abuse.
And a lot of that comes from financial realities. Just people worrying about where they're going to be a year or so from now. GoodDayShow.com is where you can see Dr. Ken doing the program right now. Before we go back to our callers, the New York Times today has a sort of an op-ed piece, Ken, written by a nurse explaining what her role is in the future of healthcare. Interesting as she goes back through her surgical training, who she was caring for and how she was caring for them, recuperative time, that sort of thing. She gives a couple of specific examples of recovery time, what was allowed then, or I don't know if allowed is the right word, but how things have changed and the nurse's role in the future here. There's a side story about recuperating at home from various operations, and I tell that story because one of the fellows that works for me on the farm has, and I was actually thinking about putting him on a plane, sending him down to see you. He's been smoking all of his life, eats the wrong foods, is 55, 60 pounds overweight. His feet are bothering him. He's my age. He's been working physically around cows all of his life, but he hasn't been very smart. And I've told him this to his face. This isn't something I didn't tell him. I think anybody who smokes the way he has, not only around in his own world, but around his children's rooms, is just selfish. I mean, I've been very blunt with this guy because it seemed to be the only thing that would work. It didn't work until he went to the doctor. Told him he may have had a heart attack. He has at least 3 arteries that are plugged. They try to put a stent in, and they said it didn't work. And that's sort of where I'm interested. There are 2 parts of this question. What, in this particular circumstance, doesn't make sense about a stent? Why wouldn't he be able to have a stent? I thought most everybody could. They told him he had to have open heart. No, not open heart, but, you know, had to have the operation to clean up your the arteries. And I wonder about that. And then, you know, maybe we'll talk for a minute about the nurse's role because all of this has to do with recuperation. When he has his operation, he didn't have it. He went in, had this stuff done. He was very sore. He still is. Supposedly after Thanksgiving, he's going to go have the surgery, cleaning out it's like the Roto-Rooter. But you've told me many times that those operations mostly aren't necessary.
Well, let me just say, first of all, how important nurses are. My
yes.
mom's a nurse, and, you know, I was brought up by a nurse, and my mom pushing 90 is still a nurse and has worked actually up until a few years ago as a volunteer with the Medivan. And
they're more important than doctors, frankly.
Well, they're very important. I don't want to touch that one.
I can say, and you can. Go ahead.
But they are unsung heroes of medicine. And you're talking about options to open up blocked vessels. And sometimes the vessels are either too severely blocked or too narrow or just too tiny or just too far away from reach when she put these pipes, these tubes into the heart. And not every blockage is able to be opened up by the balloon and put the wire mesh stent in to hold it open. So are other options when you're having symptoms related to inadequate blood flow or when there's severe blockage in many vessels is to either do bypass surgery. When that's not an option, we also have this EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation, which is an approved treatment that uses no needles, no medicines, and no cutting, and actually mechanically stimulates the heart to grow new blood vessels.
Yeah. So that may be an option for him.
EECP might be an option.
Yeah. And so in terms of, because he smoked, he has emphysema that complicates things. Now he didn't know he had that before. I could have told him he had it. He didn't want to listen to me. But he breathes very heavily. He's just a mess. And he's only, again, my age. So he's probably going to have to retire because it's hard to imagine somebody going through that. Or do you think he can make a recovery? He put the patch on finally. Can somebody in that shape recover and go back to work?
You know, I'd have to assess him and see what we can do. And obviously there needs to be some lifestyle changes. And it sounds like he's definitely limited by his circulation, so that would need to be treated. Mm-hmm. But we've turned around much more severely ill people than that.
Right. All right. So that may fit into your whatever your circumstances. A lot of people are in denial when it comes to smoking and eating, and their health is not going to happen to me. And then those people end up in a wheelchair. And people think that I sound cruel when I say this, but I resent, frankly, those of you who abuse your bodies through your life. You eat the wrong foods, you destroy your health, and then you expect special treatment in a wheelchair or something, when whether it's at the airport or wherever it is. It's just it's selfish. People who abuse themselves like that, you have all the information around. You can find plenty of stuff. Read the health newsletter that Ken puts out every week, or look at the popular journals, news, and information that's around. There's really no excuse for it. And I don't know whether I sound preachy or just cruel or whatever, but it's just, it is and it takes its toll on you know, frankly, what we pay in taxes, especially this damn new health care bill.
And the key is that, you know, Doug and I don't agree with the food police, but if you're going to make decisions for yourself, you have to take responsibility.
Yeah. And so that now he's putting the patch on, so he has to stop smoking, he knows, in order to live.
Absolutely.
I didn't think he had a will to live. I thought he was just committing suicide, frankly, because he didn't like his life. But apparently now he's thinking about it and figures he's kind of... I think just people that do that are selfish, so maybe you need to look at yourself in the mirror.
Callers and news coming.
Callers, lots of callers. 888-553-7536. Hold on, everybody.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love.
Welcome to the weekend.
Good day, weekend, 33 after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 888-553-7536. If you're new to the program, we have, I think, three or four new stations actually on this weekend. And I should probably explain how this all works. Ken is here to take your calls. Folks who are listening for the first time, you hear Ken and his gentle approach to things. He's knowledgeable. I don't hold back. If I have an opinion on something or an experience, I'm happy to share that with you, because the more info you have, the better off you are at making decisions about your health and well-being. I think that's our philosophy. Ken blends the old and the new, the tried and the true, as they say. Certainly there are lots of things in medicine that are not necessarily okayed by the FDA, but the FDA are the folks who gave you a fen-fen, so you can kind of figure out what our approach. Both of us have the same disdain for the FDA. Ken likes evidence-based medicine. A lot of alternative therapies have been proven to work through various studies, so that's where we go, and that's how we approach the issues of your health and well-being. Mark, calling from Long Beach, California, listening to KFWB. Mark, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, my question, you were talking about colonoscopies earlier. I'm 45 years old. I don't know at what point do I need to get my first one, and how often do you need to get the colonoscopies done? This is my first question. And then the second question is, I've had trouble with leg cramps off and on over the years in my calf, and in my hamstrings, sometimes in the middle of the night. Now, I started swimming a lot about a year ago, and they've virtually stopped at night, and I've noticed, my question is, does wine, I used to drink wine and have cramps when I would swim as well, and I stopped drinking the wine, and I seem to... The cramps have gotten better. There's something in wine that could be causing the leg.
Absolutely, Mark. Let's go to question number one first. When should you have your first colonoscopy? Two really good questions. For most people, the answer is the same, age 50. Although, if you are at high risk of colon cancer, and that's really the reason why you're doing this, if you're at high risk, and that would mean that you have a family history of colon cancer, then we often recommend 40. But for most of us, it's age 50. That's when I had my first. And then you're asking about leg cramps, very common cause. Actually, alcoholism is one of the – I'm not making any accusations, Mark, but alcoholism is actually one of the causes of getting leg cramps. Often dehydration is the common denominator. Drinking enough fluids right before you go to bed. The problem is no one wants to do it because then you stay up all night urinating. But that's often what cures all this. Some blood pressure medications can do this. Type 2 diabetes, diarrhea, having kidney issues can do this. Women on oral contraception or even pregnant during second trimester often get leg cramps at night. Having peripheral artery disease, blockage in the circulation. I have a feeling that just getting a little bit of fluids, not too much so you stay up all night, but not getting dehydrated. And also, you want to make sure you get enough calcium.
All right, pretty straightforward. All right, sir.
Very good.
Take good care.
Good luck, Mark.
888-553-7536. And that's a reason for us to talk for a moment about Jigsaw Magnesium. Helping, I've noticed, because I have cramps, and I don't drink enough. I'm very active physically, and often I've, especially in the summertime, found myself at night really uncomfortable because these cramps develop in the middle of the night, and because there isn't enough water in my system. So I found when I took magnesium before I went to bed, didn't have that problem. Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT certainly can help reduce fatigue and get you into that mood and mode of restful sleep because of the very nature of the chemical and what impact it has on your body, Ken.
Absolutely. Doug, calcium, it's needed in so much of the body. This is how we produce these low electrical signals that allow the muscles throughout the body to work. So the heart, the skeletal muscle, and also the brain all need calcium. We need at least 500 milligrams a day. Jigsaw has this proprietary plant-based sustained-release technology. It reliably gets into your body so it can do what it needs to be done.
It's highly absorbable, promotes regularity, eases your body aches, leg cramps especially, muscle twitches. It increases your energy, improves your sleep, supports your heart health. My God, why would you not want to take one of these supplements every single day? And the way to get the best on the market, without question, is by going to the web address gooddaymag.com, gooddaymag.com, or calling the company. Mention our names. You get $5 off the product. Dial 888-364-5050. Write that number down. Call them right now and order Jigsaw Magnesium, 888-364-5050, or go online to gooddaymag.com, answer some of the questions, ask your questions, but they will give you a 100% money-back guarantee. You will sleep better. You will not have, every day we do this program, there are reasons people call, and they give us symptoms, and we tell them about magnesium, and it works. The stuff works. It's a part of your natural being. It is a product of the earth. You need it for your health and well-being. Jigsaw Magnesium, 888-364-5050. Here's Mary, who's in Palm Desert, California. A lot of Californians listening as usual. Hello, Mary. What can we do for you?
Good morning. I have a problem I'd like some advice about.
Sure.
I had a heart attack in November last year. Months back, like, great. Till January. January, I ended up back in the hospital with were the waters around the heart.
Heart failure.
Thank you. Congestive heart failure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, seemed to bounce out of that. However, when they took my hemoglobin, I was extremely low, and I needed 4 transfusions.
Yeah, let me break in there, Mary. What's going on is if you have a heart that doesn't have good circulation, which is what happens when you have a heart attack, and then if you make the tank get very low, that's what anemia is. Your red blood cells are low, so your tank is low, and then you have a pump, a motor that just won't work well, and that's why you went into heart failure. People who have blockages in the pipes to the heart, the few lines, if they get their circulation real low because of anemia, will easily go into heart failure. That means the heart is not pumping the blood adequately. There's a lot of reasons why you can get anemia. Either you're not making the blood or you're losing
the
blood.
That,
and, And you need a good evaluation, and the hematologist is the person that can do this. And I would just recommend that you get a good evaluation. Either your body's losing it or not making it.
There are a lot of good people to go to in your neck of the woods. So find one that somebody else recommends and has had good experience with, and then get to work. There are a lot of the studies this week on the heart, a number of items that focus specifically on the heart in the various trade publications that you monitor, Ken.
Yeah, there's a lot of information this week about the heart, and the reason is because there was a big meeting in Chicago, the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions, and do we have a few minutes to review all this?
Yeah, let's do that. Everybody on the phone, hold on just a second. Joseph, we'll get to you next, but I want Ken to tie all of this together to the question from this last lady, because there is so much information, and these things are helpful. Heart disease is the number one problem with health in America. So most of us are affected by this directly or indirectly at some point in our life.
Here's an around-the-world summary of what I think was announced, all this new information at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions this week in Chicago. One of the most important announcements was that there's a drug that's helpful for heart failure. We just heard about heart failure, and we usually give people a beta blocker and what's called an ACE inhibitor, two drugs we know keep people living longer. But a third drug, Inspira, which is a special kind of diuretic. There's an old-fashioned medicine in this group called spironolactone, but the newer medicine in this group is Inspira. It'll help with fluid retention, was shown to prolong life, and I think this is going to change how we treat heart failure. Sometimes we put people on as many as five medications, but we always get them on at least two, and I think this is going to add a third that we need to get everyone with heart failure on, Inspira or spironolactone. Also, what was reported in this meeting for patients who have heart failure are these devices, these fancy devices that have multiple electrodes that synchronize the left and the right side of the heart so they beat together. My mother has one of these devices. It has changed her life and allowed her to have a normal existence. Again, reported that these are very effective with patients who have heart failure. Also, women who are in high job stress employment, they get heart disease just like men. Female workers with stressful jobs were more likely than women with less job strain to suffer heart attack or stroke or to have clogged arteries. And worrying about losing a job also raised the heart risk, too. So women, when they smoke like guys, when they work like guys, they get heart disease. In fact, more women have heart attacks today than men, which is amazing. Women think that breast cancer is their number one risk to good health. Actually, it's heart disease. The other, some good information. I'm not going to recommend anybody drink, but bypass patients, they can benefit from a few drinks a week. Guys, one to two a day is as many as you should do. Women, zero to one a day. Men who underwent heart bypass surgery and consumed about two drinks a day afterward had fewer subsequent cardiovascular procedures than those who abstained. And veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder are at higher risk for heart disease. This is an important finding. The researchers have linked post-traumatic stress disorder with severe atherosclerosis. This is hardening of the arteries as measured by levels of calcium deposits in their arteries. So if you know somebody who has or was suffering from PTSD, make sure they get their heart checked out. A very important development that occurred at the end of this week was that Darvon and Darvocet, they've been banned by the FDA. This is due to...
Once approved by the FDA, now they're banned by the FDA.
Yes.
Again, you wonder about why nobody has any faith in the FDA, because they're always contradicting themselves, and that's why we wonder about the health of those scanning devices. The FDA said, oh, they're swell, they're fine.
Well, propoxyphene, which is the scientific name, the brand Darvon and Darvocet, has been around as a painkiller since 1950 and the 1950s, and we've known that they've causing heart rhythm problems, and finally they were banned just this past Friday. There's an estimated, Doug, 10 million Americans who are taking these painkillers.
Great. All right, let's get back to your calls at 888. Good news, Ken. Lots of good information. 888-553-7536. You can check up on a lot of this. Ken writes in detail about many of these issues in the weekly health newsletter. Go to DougStephan.com, GoodDayShow.com, see Ken's picture and the co-host box. Click onto that. You'll go to where the newsletter is. There's a box for you to put your email in. Come to you every week. All kinds of important information. You can read through it quickly, summarize what helps you. That's why it's there, to help you and those you love, to have just one more tool in the valley of the dolls. And the dolls are all of the various things that are available to you. Information, sometimes you get confused, but you can believe that Ken has done his research, and what you get there is important and tested info. Joseph is in Waycross, Georgia. You are on the air next with Dr. Ken. Joseph.
Dr. Ken, my question is, when I drink, the next day, when I go to the restroom, there's blood in the stool, and if I've drunk too much and have a hangover, when I throw up, there's blood.
Yeah, Joseph, you're not drinking milk, are you?
No, no, sir.
Okay. You know, I'd be concerned that you have an esophageal. That's the pipe, the feeding tube. You could have an irritation there, even varices. If you're a big drinker, you could have cirrhosis, and that causes what we call varices. They can bleed. You could have some gastritis, or that's your stomach irritation, or even a stomach ulcer. That could be a problem here. I would definitely get this checked out. If you've been drinking a long time, do you have any liver issues, do you know?
No, sir, I'm 27.
Yeah, all right, Joseph, I'm going to pull a Dr. Laura on you. You're old enough to know better. Why are you behaving like such a child? Why are you drinking as much? If you know you have a bad reaction to it, then why are you drinking?
Well, it's not like a drink. It's not an everyday drinking thing.
Well, but by your admission, you drink and you get sick. So why do you drink?
I guess you got a point.
Thank you. 888-553-7536, please.
Joseph is probably an alcoholic.
Yes, he is an alcoholic, yes. And it may be that I'm not tolerant or patient because my mother was such a raging alcoholic. But come on, at a certain point when you realize that, you know, I chuckle about it, but come on. You know there's a problem after if you have, no matter what, if somebody hits you in the head with a hammer, you move away from the person who's got the hammer. You want to keep getting hit in the head with a hammer, you stand next to him. Why would you want to get hit in the head with a hammer? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it, under the circumstances? And I don't want to... I did sound like Dr. Laura there for a minute, didn't
Dr.
I?
Dr. Tough Love.
888-553-7536. Come on, folks. Common sense is a part of the game here. Somebody sent an email along. His name is David. And he had cited a website where you could buy a walker for $59. It's called a Carex Explorer. Typical walker. Few feet high, four metal poles extending to the ground. Explorer is one of the walkers covered by Medicare. But apparently, Medicare is not paying the $59 for the Explorer or anything similar to that. They're paying $110 for the same thing. So you can get it online for $59.
And keep the change.
If you buy so, oh, my God. Yeah. No, how much in debt is Medicare?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You see the stuff.
Reimbursements.
Yeah, I mean, and yet they're going to screw the doctors because they have these new, they're cutting your pay by 24% or something in the first of the year?
30%.
30%.
Change.
Yeah. So, again, this is an awareness factor, I suppose, as much as anything else. But this guy said, what should I do, let Medicare pay for it or pay for it myself? I guess it depends on your conscience. But the taxpayer is getting... Screw it. At least this guy had the consciousness to ask what he ought to do. Well, what would you do? You go buy the less expensive one, but some people have no money, so they get it, and the government pays twice what it's worth for it. It's stupefying, isn't it?
It's the mentality of the government.
Yeah. All right, well, we hope that, not that we're political. I know where your political stripes are, and so
I'm not trying to be political.
I know you're not.
We're
all hoping against hope that most of this healthcare thing will get sorted out and somebody's going to smarten up enough to correct the major problems that are in the healthcare bill. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that so there won't be the kind of things going on that we just told you about. 51 after the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
She's gonna listen to it all. 53 past the hour now, 888-553-7536. As time allows, we'll have some more important health news. There are a lot of good items from the world of health this week, good to know, and Dr. Ken will get to them. But first, let's have some time with Corey, who's in Orlando, Florida, near your home base. Ken, Corey, please go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hey, Dr. Ken, first-time listener and first-time caller. So
hi, Corey. Welcome.
Yeah, I got in a car accident about in June, and then they put me on Lortab. And I'm just wondering what to expect as I wean myself down to get off these things.
Don't do this yourself. You know, it's like pulling your own teeth, because you can get yourself into a lot of trouble. And I hear you, Corey. You know, you're uneasy about taking any medication. That's good. It's good to have a little bit of caution. But it sounds to me like you're in the group that needs this. You need it for a short period of time. And let work with the doctor. The doctor will assess how well you're improving, and then will give you a schedule on how to get you slowly off the medication. If you do that, not to worry, you'll be fine, and you won't be addicted to these for life.
Okay, well, I sure appreciate it. It just seems like the doctor is money hungry, and they want you to just keep coming back.
Corey, you know, if you have that feeling about the doctor, get another doctor.
Yeah.
Go to somebody. That's no way to be married to your doctor. You want somebody you can trust who you think is looking out for you. And if you have any thought the doctor's not looking out for you, you're in the wrong office.
Go check out Dr. Ken. He's up in Mount Dora. He'll go over you with a fine-tooth comb, Corey. Good call. Good question. Shirley, let's see if we can get a good question out of you calling from Birmingham, Alabama. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Thank you for your program, for Doug's program, and for Dr. Ken's program.
Thank you.
I listen every Saturday and learn so much.
Good.
Well, we're glad you're addicted to us.
That's the idea. What can we do for you, Shirley?
My daughter is 51, and she is determined to have a chemical peel.
Chemical peel on her face?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know the long-term effect. She had a mild one. Maybe 10 years ago, and she's more wrinkled than I am, and I'm 76.
Yeah, this can cause permanent darkening of the skin, what we call hyperpigmentation, or permanent tightening of the skin. And these are usually the issues that you need to deal with.
Is she a smoker?
No.
Not a smoker. Spend a lot of time out in the sun?
Not really. Occasionally.
Does she have a good plastic? Shirley, is she being guided by a good plastic surgeon? Because too often these things are done not by the people who should be doing them. You know, that's as polite as I can get. What I would recommend to her so she's guided well, if you go to an experienced plastic surgeon who works on the face, they are amazing what they can do and do it safely. And they're artists. And I would make sure that your daughter, you know, if she can't afford to do it, then don't do it. Don't do it wrong.
Don't do a bad job. No, don't do a bad job.
If she can't afford what she really wants, save it up and then get it done right.
Or not to be facetious, but we're not kidding when we talk about these products like Tautinol and Night Skin. They really do have the ingredients in them. If you look at people like, I was looking at a picture of Susan Sarandon. She uses these products, and she's been a smoker most of her life, and she doesn't look like she's been a smoker. You look at some other people who have been out in the sun a lot, people who are in their 50s and 60s, and they get on these things like Night Skin and Tautinol, and it really does soften up the skin. It really does protect your skin. So you may want to check them out and try the special deals at 800-607-7078. Night Skin, free bottle available at 800-607-7078. And a free bottle of Tautinol goes with another purchase or two. We do, as we talk about some of these things, the sponsorships, I got an email from Anne Marie McChrystal, Ken.
Yes.
Who said, with due respect, you do your male listening audience a disservice in suggesting that beta prostate is the answer to elevated PSA. I didn't say that. I was talking about someone who had an elevated PSA and how, if you do have it, you ought to feed. It's telling you you need to do something to get the numbers down, and a good way to do that is to feed it with a product like our Super Beta Prostate. I'm not saying that's the only answer.
If there's an elevated PSA, you need a diagnosis why it's being there. It's either cancer or BPH or an infection, and that helps the BPH, what Doug is talking about.
Well, what she says is that elevated PSA doesn't mean necessarily that the person has cancer, and that's very true.
Correct.
Yeah, a lot of process. You need to have the digital exam, a biopsy of the prostate. All of those things are important. It's a total
use it or package. Lose it.
Right, exactly. That's part of it as well. All right, lots of good questions. Boy, the time goes by quickly. Time is up. Check out Dr. Ken at his website, drkenshow.com. Ask away when we're on the air live every weekend at this time.